Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Hey, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is Bulls and Bears. Bulls and Bears. What the heck am I talking about, bulls and bears? Well, I'm going to explain to you some terminology and jargon when it comes to investing, particularly around the stock market, but investing in general. And it's all about bulls and bears. And you'll hear this term sometimes thrown around, especially if you watch the financial news or whatever it might be. This term bullish or bearish is the same thing. And you might be a bull or a bear. And I remember one time when I was looking to get into investment banking, this is back in 2007, I think, I had a catch up with a friend who was in a stockbroker. And you know, he said to me, hey, are you bullish or bearish? I was like, what the heck is bullish or bearish? Like, I knew a little bit, but I didn't know what I was. And so you can be bullish, you can bearish. Bullish people tend to be optimistic about the growth of businesses. Bearish people tend to be pessimistic about the growth of the business. And so how this came about, so let me just explain what a bull is and a bear is. A bull is someone who thinks the market's going to go up or the stock's going to go up. They have optimistic that it's going to grow or the price is going to move up. And bears are people who think that the price of the stock's going to go down in the short term. And also the economy or the stock market may go down. You're bearish if you think it's going to go down. You're bullish if you think it's going to go up, basically, right? Very simply. So how did those terms come about? Well, there's a few different arguments about it, but from what I understand from a little bit of my research I've done, because I was interested in learning this, is that they used to have, I don't know whether it was a Spanish experience or not, but they would, in it might have even been in the Pilgrim days of the United States, but they would tie up a bear to a pole and they would unleash a bull on the bear. And people would go for the bull or the bear. And if you go for the bull, what would happen is the bull would come in and it would move its horns up into the bear and try and stab the bear with its horns as it bucked it, right? So there's the movement of the head of the bull is an upward motion and it's trying to stick it with its horns, okay? So that's why a bull is someone who thinks the market's going to go up or the stock's going to go up. So they're bullish, okay? Because I'm sitting here recording the podcast and I'm moving my head like a bull, like up, okay? So that's a bull. A bear, the reason they call it a bear is because the bear, on the other hand, against the bull, the bear would swipe down. It'd swipe its claws down to push the head of the way of the bull or to try and, you know, swat it with its hand and its claws and basically try and, you know, kill it through its, you know, scratching its face or certainly perturbing it from trying to stab it. And that was a real experience, I think, that happened. And so people were either bullish or bearish based on who they thought was going to win. And so anyone who is bearish or is a bear thinks the market or the stock is going to go down because the downward motion of the claw of the bear. That's basically what it means. So that's why when you go to Wall Street, at the front of Wall Street, and I've been there, I've actually sat on the head, I've got a photo somewhere, of me sitting on the bull at Wall Street, and that's why they've got a bull there because, you know, they're bullish. America is a country that's very optimistic. Things are going to be better. The best days lies ahead. The markets are going to grow. And they're just a positive, you know, everyone on Wall Street wants things to go up and prices to grow and things to, no one wants to be pessimistic. That's why they don't have a big bear there. They're always like, America can win, let's go. That's the attitude, right? That's why America is the greatest country in terms of economically the greatest superpower on earth because of that attitude, okay? And you've only got to meet an American to realize that. But they're like that, right? They love to win. And so that's why there's a big bull at the front of Wall Street and not a big bear. So if you're seeing the financial news, you're reading it, you're like, oh, bullish and bearish. I'm bullish on this. I'm bullish on that. Or, you know what a bull or a bear is now, basically. So I think in certain situations, you can be bearish on the market. Like right now, I'm pretty bearish on the market because of what's going to happen with inflation. I'm not too sure. So I'm not optimistic that the market's going to rise this year. I'm pretty pessimistic. So I'm bearish about the market this year, because as inflation continues to go up, which it looks like it's trending upward consistently still, I know interest rates are going to follow upward, and they're probably going to get to a cash rate here in Australia by 3.5% by the end of the year. So I know there's a ton of interest rate rises coming. And I know from macroeconomics that when interest rates go up, asset values go down generally, right? Especially high growth assets. But income, cash producing assets fall in value when rates go up, because the discount factor used to discount the money into today's dollars to value the asset has gone up, so that the value today is smaller. That's a complicated thing that I don't want to talk about in this episode, but you have to just understand that when rates go up, asset values fall. That's why when rates went down, asset values rose, like real estate and stuff. And I did an episode on this, so go back and watch it. It's all about interest rates. Go back and listen to that episode if you want to learn. But I'm bearish on the economy because I don't know what's going to happen, okay? And I think a lot of people are too. So I think when you're bearish, you can wait out and see. And it's good to actually buy when everyone's fearful. As Warren Buffett says, be greedy when others are fearful and fearful when others are greedy. And I think that a lot of people were greedy in 2020, 2021, when all the markets were at all-time highs. And they bought in, they're bullish, and then of course it turned around. So I'm pretty bearish. I don't know if it's going to be such a great year or maybe even next year. I think in the next 18 months are going to be pretty, you know, volatile and unknown, maybe even 24 months. But I think after that, after we reset interest rates and get inflation under control, and hopefully the war in Europe, you know, peters out and China relaxes a bit and all these other things happen, then we can be very bullish about the growth in the economy because employment's, you know, firing up. So there you go. Hope that makes sense to you, who's bullish and bearish. And of course, hey, bull markets last a lot longer than bear markets. So it does pay to be bullish long term, which is why you're better off to be in the market and hold and wait, which is where you make your money, instead of trying to time the market all the time, right? So hope you enjoyed that episode of Money Grows on Trees. Nice short one for you. Are you a bull or are you a bear? All right, let me know. Shoot me a DM. I'm a bull or a bear. And hey, feel free to share this episode or other episodes on your stories. I really appreciate it. Give us a 5-star review on Spotify. Downloads are building now. Very, very, very fun doing this podcast. I think it's helping a lot of people. So if you want to help a friend, refer them to it. And of course, head to my Instagram profile. Click on the link at the top. You can access my YouTube, my Telegram, Twitter, our Facebook group, and of course, any of my books. You can jump in there and check it out. All right. So see you or talk to you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.